So the concrete example I'm going to use to try and describe this is building a road. Hopefully you're sitting there listening and thinking, how hard can it possibly be to build a road? Well, I'm glad you asked. So building a state-controlled road starts quite often with a policy objective, which might be getting traffic off suburban streets and or easing congestion. That idea, or social policy objective, turns into planning. A team of planners gets involved, as well as a community engagement team. The engagement team go out and engage with the community, get feedback, and give that to the planners. The planners then take the feedback into account, potentially change what they can, what they've been given feedback on, and what they can't, they pass back to the community engagement team. A team will get involved in the purchase of the land that the road is built on, and another team will map that purchase on paper maps that are required for gazettal of the road that needs to be signed by district executives. Engineers will begin to turn the plans into designs. The road engineers and the bridge engineers, who are different kinds of engineers and each responsible for their own part of the job. All of this is done in consultation with budget managers, who are in the district that the road is being built in, and they refer to finance people in corporate finance areas when they need access to funding under road grants or projects or seeking government funding. These budget cycles are yearly, of course, so in some cases, a road can be planned in one financial year and built in the next. Different roads have different infrastructure and road furniture deployed on them, such as number plate cameras, Bluetooth receivers, guardrails, line markings, traffic counters, scales that weigh vehicles as they passed over them, and you guessed it, they're all handled by different areas. Those areas work on budget cycles too, so a piece of technology that's required for a new road may not be funded in the current budget cycle, nor by the project, so that would need negotiation and potentially adjustments to other projects to get that bit funded. Those adjustments obviously need to be negotiated. The technology deployed on the road produces data, and the people who use that data produced from it are again in a different area. Data analysts who use that information will probably have had little or no say with the technical people or the engineers or the planners or anyone else by this stage, but they have internal customers they need to provide products to. The maintenance engineers may want to know the traffic counts for different classes of vehicles with that deployed technology, which may not specifically accommodate because a traffic counter, not a classifier, was deployed. The data analysts then need to work out how to meet the engineer's needs for ongoing data in terms of maintenance, or go back and try and get a classifier installed. The data analysts rely heavily on technology, which of course comes from another area, and may or may not be fit for purpose, or like most technology, it might be aging. If there is a requirement to upgrade that technology, then the IT area needs to get involved in those upgrades, or maybe a corporate project needs to be launched to modernise it. Engineers responsible for the ongoing maintenance of pavement wear and tear do their own thing, which was not necessarily connected to the planning or the original road. Their job is about asset maintenance, as roads are an asset that are worth many billions of dollars. This is public money on public infrastructure, so the community have a right to comment at any time, even if one is being planned, and they can do something about it through their local members or politicians. Those requests need to be responded to, and will be by policy or correspondence areas, depending on their inquiry. So that's a somewhat long-winded example, but not even close to fully describing it. Hopefully from that you've got an idea how things are different and how that resembles the ball of string in your mind, then you've just about worked it out.